this game really was nothing to play for. You guys found something to hit the field with.
We play this game to win. You know, no matter what what tomorrow is. You never know what tomorrow may bring. But I mean, we knew we weren't going to the playoffs. But at the end of the day, we knew when the season first started, we had 16 games to play. And there's not no guarantee that you'll be able to play another down of football. So you got to give it your all when you go out there and play, because you just don't want to have those regrets. You know, when your day is over playing football, that you didn't give it your all.
I think you guys had three balls go through your hands defensively before Zach got his paws finally on the fourth one and took it to the house.
Oh, yeah, Zach played a great game. His nickname is Sparky, and I kept telling him during the whole game, when he realized his name is Zach Brown, now Sparky, he's going to make a lot more plays. But, I mean, he had a caused fumble today, sack, two interceptions for our touchdowns, and he played a great game today. And you can see he has a bright future ahead of him. And that young linebacker corps, they're going to be a great linebacker corps in the future.
When you start getting turnovers and sacks like that, is defensively, is it kind of a blood-in-the-water mentality?
You know what? We just going out there and just playing. One of the things we did know, we give up 10 points today. We knew it was going to be the worst scoring defense in history. So we didn't manage to do that. But, just to go out there and continue to fight and play hard, I mean, that's all we can do today. And we managed to come out with some points and end up getting a win and finishing 6-10.
It mean anything to win? I mean, even for Coach, who's been under some fire here at the end of the season?
Oh, of course. We haven't even won a divisional game until today. So, just trying to get a divisional win and, just trying to go into the offseason with a win. That's all we was looking for. And now, you can go back. The coaches can reevaluate the film and stuff, and hopefully that's something we can build on going into the offseason.
What's a realistic goal for next year, Michael?
It's hard to tell right now. You don't know what change is going to be made or if everything's going to be the same. We got some key guys that's going to be free agents, and we got to see from there. So, a realistic goal is, try to get more than six wins. I mean, we was able to do that 2 years ago, get 9. So I think that'll be a realistic win, is try to get more than 6 wins.
Michael, does it mean anything to end the season on a high note, even though there weren't as many highs overall as you would have liked?
I mean, it's, one of the positives today was, D-Ray being able to break the record, punt return record, and just getting a win, getting a divisional win. We didn't have one all season, and so just being able to get a win and, end on a note with us, 7 sacks. I mean, a lot of people may look at it and say, look who we were playing. But at the end, I mean, it's an NFL football team that beat us the last go around. And the same team did beat the Colts also, which is beating the Texans right now. So, this is a good football team. They had a strong defense. And fortunately, the defense and special teams today was, able to keep keep us in the ball game. And, just got to give credit to the front line. And the linebacker corps did a great job today. And special teams did a great job today, too, outside of the punt block. But they did a great job today.
There will be a lot of talk about futures of coaches, especially on this team. And where would you like the team to go in terms of that?
You know what? All good things come to an end. And a lot of good things has a beginning. So, really, you don't know whose future is. I don't know what my future is. You never know what may happen. So at the end of the day, you just just be ready to play next year. Go right into off seasons, preparing, starting to work, and be ready for next year. So you just wish the people that who do go on to with their future, their careers, whatnot. You just wish them the best. But at the same time, whatever happens here, you just wish them the best. I hope we get things turned around.
Thank you.